Like this, it's like an inner healing chamber. Now, when I say inner, the inner is within our own self. It's with our own advisement. So the more that each of us can consider ourselves to be a holy member of a higher order or a rival, this will very much support the transference of illumination. So the illumination, of course, is our true essence, our true self. That is, there's something like apportioning. In other words, we're being provided for. We're receiving provisional access. So it's coming to us to bring us into current value. So current value is going beyond the mind's constriction. In other words, we follow a very set of constructs, of beliefs, and this is what creates the illusion of what we experience. And so what we're in the process of is awakening. So we're awakening to our true realization, to our true declaration, who we truly are. Each of us holds that higher awareness, and that is what is subject to completion. In other words, there is support. Each of us are being supported, traveled with, like equal arrival. What I mean by equal arrival, it's like there's a share of that which is your higher substance that is waiting for your agreement, waiting for your consent, waiting for your devotion. So we want to receive that journey. And so when I receive it, it's a step higher. So it's sort of like you could be swimming in your thoughts. And I'm sorry. Ugh. Cap wants to join. We can be swimming in our thoughts, and suddenly we have higher awareness, higher visioning, higher appropriations that gives us another way of seeing, another way. So this is like seeing through that spiritual awareness rather than the constriction. So the more that we can elevate, when I say evolve, I don't mean like we're trying to evolve. It's really just like having that lofty consideration. So instead of like duking it out or instead of just going round and round, there's a higher orchestration, elevation, attunement, arrival. Just imagine like going into stadium seating and you're just going all the way up away from the crowd is really what it feels like. But when we receive it, we're really receiving our true essence, our true honor, our true nectar. They're saying nectar, nectar. So when I'm saying nectar, there's this activation that's allowing us grace. The only way to explain this is grace. And grace is simply we're allowing our true self. So what we want to remember is this is being birthed through our consensus, through our consciousness. The new earth, 5D, the grand awakening, is not something that happens in the outer. It's something that we are agreeing to as we part ways with the misgiven. The misgiven is really the victim consciousness. It's our story where I'm still fighting ghosts. I'm still harboring resentments. I'm still holding on to pain. So all of that is relevant in our history, in our lower template. But as we will rise, as we will come into new agreement, new formulations. So when I'm receiving us, it's like each of us are the tree of life, And we're receiving love through our rooting system, through our branches. So this is where we want to just imagine, like, being that tree and allowing that illumination. So whether you're getting the sun, you're getting the nutrients, it's moving through your trunk into your rooting system. So we want to allow a new state of consciousness, a new state of awareness, a new birthing sequencing to unfold. So that unfold, when I say unfoldment, it's like I just see, just imagine that like time or dimensions, just sort of like ribbon candy. In other words, it's sort of like folded up, where it's all like, how do I say this? It's like time is a belief system, I'll say that. So as we will come upon our higher acquaintance, and they're just showing me the dove, so it's like that Holy Spirit awareness. So as we come upon our true nature, it's everything that we need comes upon us. So what we think of as our future self or our ascended self, well, it's here. It's here, stalking us, looking at us, waiting for our agreement, literally waiting for our agreement, waiting for our approval, waiting for our assertion. So you can't be duking it out in a story of illusion and receiving grace simultaneously. There has to be room for movement. So they're saying just like to notice what we're holding in our hands. So when we're holding that tension, when we're holding that past tense, there's no agreement for a new consensus. So we want to have that sort of like empty bowl pronouncement. So in other words, that receivership appearance, because as we will receive, as we will orchestrate, so you can have like a receiving bowl in your hands. You can have the imagery of branches going out to higher chambers where we're receiving it through our branches. Anything where we're moving into new distraction, we're moving into new courtesy, we're moving into new chambers. Now, when I say chambers of healing, there is an offering. So the offering comes to ones that are ready. Ones that are ready is we're no longer playing the blame game. We're no longer blaming. We're no longer engaged in victim consciousness. And so we're really receiving. Just imagine like you're receiving juice boxes to hand out to your entire classroom if you're a teacher. In essence, that's what we're doing. We're each teachers of mastery, of higher awareness. And so in order to hand out those juice boxes of, and so remember the nectar, we have to be ready. So as we will receive our heart's delight, and our heart's delight is to be in our awakened essence. So with that activated heart, is no longer blaming, is no longer chastising, has forgiven all. And so it honors the truth of all. So this is what we're all being groomed for. This is what we're all being presented with, is an opportunity to be wise. So the wisdom is the eternal truth. It's from the eternal realm. So that's the wisdom. When I say to be wise, when I'm looking through everyone's eyes and how I can do that with everyone simultaneously, it's like, wow, it's interesting. I just see like your soul. I see your truth. So it's not I, the personal I, that sees this. It's the agreement of our higher order. So as we will offer ourselves grace, so remember grace is on the table, anyone interested? As we will offer ourselves grace, remember we're receiving grace for all to occur. In other words, not just for our own linear self. What we're doing is we're transforming our very existence, and so we're allowing ourselves to be the channel for all to witness, for all to come home, for all to receive the sweet nectar, for all to loosen their constrictions to past occurrence, so that we can bring forth the unified field, so that we can bring forth treasures of delight. So again, we're creating our new world, we're creating our new life through our own sacred breathing. So we're receiving that light, we're receiving that love, we're receiving that grace. And so this is just like you're playing one game and it's like, what if we just drop that game and we play a new game? It's really that easy, as we will coincide, as we will allow. So when I just said it's really that easy, the colors that were, it was almost like the Northern Lights. So the healing, the offering, the sweet nectar, the grace, it's how do I put that in words? It's here. It's here, waiting for our consent. Waiting for our consent. So just imagine, like, you're out of bread in the store or something, like they don't have in the shelves, and it's actually here. It's actually here. But you have to stop fussing, you have to stop blaming, you have to tune in to a new agreement, a new agreement of love. And so when we're looking at, wouldn't it be great if the world functioned by love, which is its true nature, it's already constructed, it's already established. What we're doing is dropping the focus of like an old movie reel and simply redirecting, simply pausing. So again, we're releasing all of that conditioned responsive system and moving into the heart's chamber, moving into the sacred heart. So allow yourself to receive the gift of your true nature. Allow yourself to receive your birthing right, because in essence, that's exactly what's occurring. We're birthing a new reality as we will take hold, as we will provide, as we will secure, as we will agree. So allow those new agreements to be stirred, to be received, to be looked upon, to be inundated, to be delighted with, and allow that to be something occurring very easily, because the mind again is trapped in the past where things have this like linear time frame. And so remember that picture, it kind of looked like ribbon candy, where it was just sort of like time was just sort of collapsing because it's simply a belief. And so as we delight in our eternal self that's beyond time, things really, they're saying time doesn't matter. Time doesn't matter, because remember, it's always an eternal consideration. It's an alignment. It's a new state of awareness. I don't like that I said new, because it's new in terms of our relative truth, but it's an eternal constant that we are attesting to. They're saying there's nothing really quite new about it. It's been the truth all along. So the more that we have, how do I say this? They're saying, like, you know, those that have ears, let them hear. They would like us to, how about this, really congratulate ourselves, admire ourselves that we have ears to hear. So the more that we have love for ourselves, security of stature, in other words, really appreciation for who we are in our master class. And our master class is igniting, uniting in those master chambers. So if you remember from the beginning where everybody was filing in, what I was actually seeing is who we are in our true nature, in our true self. So these weren't your master guides as much as they were various aspects of you. Various aspects of you. Now that's very, very relevant, because it's like, well, how long is this going to take? And the answer is, well, it's up to you. It's up to you in your look about. In other words, what you're looking at, what you're agreeing to, what you're consenting to. So they're showing me the universe card where, you know, the sun is always bright, whether there's a cloud in front of it or not. The sun is always standing by and ready. So it really has to do with our contribution, our commitment. So what we're doing is we're making a commitment to our eternal self, to our I am invocation, and allowing that to be received liberally. Because in essence, this is what we are bringing forth in this lifetime. And so we want to get very comfortable with that to really make that a plausible reality, not like some lofty thing, but something that is merging with us in the ever-present moment. Because the more that we understand what already is, what's already happening, will leave past ways by the wayside. In other words, I don't need to hear the drama, profess the drama, agree with the drama. I'm moving into new sequencing. There's my word new again. And they're pointing it out to me to just show how we still tend to chop things up. We still make things relative, here, there, good, bad. So we're moving past that polarized beliefs and moving into that eternal self. So allow that to be received gently, easily. We're making room, whether we have our branches outstretched up to the heavens, whether we're holding that bowl, we're releasing, not holding, gripping to the past, releasing the need to blame, shame. Ideas leave not their source. So if you're still holding judgment, then you possess that judgment. So we're releasing, having that empty bowl approach, allowing that sweet nectar to be received, allowing healing to occur spontaneously. How do I say that? That spontaneous healing where you've had a resentment, where you've had an impasse, love can move mountains. Love can move mountains. So as we agree with love, as we unite with source, shifts can occur very easily. And allow that to be part of your belief system now. Love is all that matters, because love is really all that exists. Love is really all that exists. Everything else is just phenomena, dream phenomena. Allow that to be your master potion, sweet nectar, overriding occurrence. Just trumping everything from the past. Receive, receive, receive. Mwah. Thank you, everybody, for joining.